Hi, I'm 20 years old and I'm an American currently in college. A few hobbies of mine are skateboarding, contortion, hydroponics. Mycology, origami, and phytopathology. I'm not too sure why I decided to post. I suppose it was just out of boredom. What kind of recordings do you see yourself doing? I think novellas and poetry reading, as I'm not interested in anything NSFW. So sorry about that. Features, physical or mental attractive. Physical attributes that I find attractive are green or gray eyes, as they're very alluring, and red hair, natural red hair. Personality-wise, I like someone who's introverted and laconic, as I'm pretty reticent and a recluse. My most attractive quality, physically, I guess my hair and personality wise is my high patience threshold, I guess. My favorite book, movie, or song. I listen to a lot of things and I watch a lot of movies and read a lot of books as I'm a bibliophile. So it's hard for me to choose a favorite, so I'm sorry about that. A perfect day or perfect date for me would be, I guess going to a forest and looking for insects that are dead and have yet to be consumed by anything else and preserving them. Then going home after a long day of doing that. Oh, and also looking for mushrooms. And going home and studying what I found. Then eating some watermelon and going to sleep. Five things I want to do before I die. I'd like to go sailing a long distance. Legitimate sailing. I want to visit every national park. I'd like to learn 7 languages fluently. I would like to walk from one end of the U.S. to the other, so maybe from Washington to Maine. And I'm not sure about the others. I have a few things I'd like to do, but I don't think they're very noteworthy. If I won $10 million, I guess I would use it to travel and help my parent out. And then probably invest in things that will hurdle the future into something really cool. A relationship deal breaker for me would be someone who is constantly needing a social interaction or too much attention for me, as I am, as I said, a recluse, so I'd find it difficult constantly having to be outside interacting with people, as it drains me very, very heavily. And I'm affectionate, but I do like my space, and I don't think that I could handle someone that could, or that would need 24/7 attention all the time for me. So yeah, that's a little bit about me. Hopefully that is sufficient enough. Yeah.